Life Audio.
Hi, friends. I'm Jody Nisnik, the host of So Much More, Creating Space for God. We thought, as listeners to this podcast, you might also enjoy listening to my podcast. In the So Much More podcast, I guide you through a scripture meditation every week. And in that meditation, I read a short passage of scripture over you, and you invite the Spirit to help you notice what He wants you to notice. And then you have some space to reflect on and pray about whatever the Lord is drawing your attention to. I think you'll find it restful and soul-filling. But who am I? Well, that's a great question. I'm a seminary-trained lover of God's Word who wants to help you take another step with Jesus in some way. And I do this through my Bible studies and through my scripture meditation podcast. So I am so excited to share this preview with you from one of my latest episodes. And so, without further ado, take a deep breath, settle in, and let's see where the Spirit guides you. Well, the first time I read this passage for you, there is really no agenda outside of just hearing the words and knowing where they're going. So this now is the first reading of Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, this time we want to ask the Lord to guide us to notice a word or a phrase, or maybe even an idea from these verses. And as always, I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see what word or phrase seems to stand out above the other ones. Then hold on to that in your mind, and I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this then is a second reading of Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. So take a few moments now to reflect on the word or the phrase that stood out to you and ask the Lord, how does this apply to my life right now? Thank you. Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, we want to notice that word or phrase again, and then we'll take some time to respond to God, however He may be inviting us to respond. So this now is a third reading of Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. So take a few moments now to have a conversation with the Lord and respond to whatever He has placed on your heart. Well, I'd love to invite you to continue listening to the snippet you just heard. You can find a link in the show notes, or you can search So Much More, Creating Space for God in your favorite podcast app. And just so you know, I release a meditation every Monday. And then on Wednesdays, I release a thoughtful conversation with a guest around that passage or a theme that comes out of that passage. It's a perfect opportunity to go a little deeper into God's Word. You can also head over to my website at jodyniznik.com, where you'll learn more about me and the show. There's a link for that in the show notes as well. Well, thanks so much for listening, and I hope to see you in the So Much More community soon.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.